Hi, good morning, and welcome to the ZP vlog and podcast. So we like to do this once a week, and it's just really a wrap up for the news for the week. So it has been a slightly busy week this week, and in fact, we were on a company meeting. So many of us went up to the mountains of Norway, for example, and we were there having a company meeting. So in fact, we did do the ZP Developer Zone on the 21st of March, but it was a slightly unusual affair because we actually did it. I had to record it because we were such poor internet access up there. But we did talk about sensors for lead, and we also did talk about cleaning gold electrodes, and we also talked about ammonium sensors and microneedles. So the typical Thursday webinar at approximately 8 a.m. London time did take place. It took place at a slightly different time, and it was recorded as well. But it was a reflection of the fact that we had slightly unusual circumstances because, as I say, it was a company meeting, and how do I put it? Everyone turned up, and we were up in these mountains. Something that did come out of that webinar was actually we received some cyclovoltammetry from somebody who was using a particular potentiostat. They actually had two models of potentiostat, and I was able to kind of go through their data and talk about why their data was particularly skewed up. So that was something that we did cover in the webinar. Now, that said, we did an extra webinar this week as well. We did one on yesterday evening, so it was the Saturday 23rd. We did cover extra technical questions that came in during the week. I suppose what it's worth saying here is that I know many of you know, but if you do have technical questions of ZP, please don't hesitate to reach out to us, because we do have a lot of webinars where we do cover kind of questions that come in during the week. Now, something that has arisen just of recent is people come to us and ask us to do custom screen printed electrodes. I'm not a super keen fan of custom screen printed electrodes. I think it takes a long time to get to take a screen printed electrode right. Not so much in the design, but the choice of materials, whether it will function in the final application, and just getting the manufacturing repeatability with screen printed electrodes is not a sure thing. And it's also as a process. See, at ZP, we actually manufacture our core screen printed electrodes on a weekly basis. We do this to essentially, you know, colloquially, to keep our hand in, because you've got to have all the people trained up all of the time. The equipment's got to be regularly used. Regularly used means regularly maintained. You know, so we like to manufacture certain electrodes in high volume, and that really keeps the quality up. So when people come for custom screen printed electrodes, sometimes the mindset is that they'll never use those screen printed electrodes again. And for me, that really can affect the quality of those electrodes. So we have been working on other ways of making custom electrodes. And I think we've got a system now for being able to make gold electrodes fairly rapidly. It's a digital process rather than a sort of analog printing process. And I think that will really help people to have custom, at least gold electrodes, much more rapidly. So that was something that we did talk about in the weekly webinar this week. On Wednesdays, we like to do our webinar for FoodSense. Now, this week we have done two webinars for FoodSense, but on Wednesday we were talking about testing chili powders, which is quite nice, because then on Sunday we were actually talking about testing chili sauces. But we did talk about these chili powders, and they were a little bit tricky because actually they were quite oily samples. But because all the data goes to the cloud, we were able to find a mathematical fix for the distorted data that was coming out of these chilies. So that was kind of a nice little feature this week. Something that we've been interested in for a while, and it sort of reflects the depth of our biosensors, is femtech. So femtech is just a kind of realization that, you know, and it's a ridiculous statement, but a realization that 50% of the population are female or women, and they have health concerns that are different from men. And so, you know, there's you know, we can talk about in femtech, we can talk about fertility tracking, we can talk about pregnancy tests, we could talk about STIs or sexually transmitted infections, we could talk about menstrual health testing, we could talk menopause monitoring and urinary tract infection. Now, some of those applications are overlapping, you know, you can actually have the same sensor that can be used for both pregnancy testing, menstrual testing, and menopause testing. But it's the application, and I suppose that's a really important point. The way you serve the data up to people is what makes the difference between different diagnostics. And to be fair, to get FDA approval maybe for a particular application, you may need different FDA approvals. That said, we have the Sensi All platform. We do have a webinar coming this week, and we will be talking about Sensi All, and I think Sensi All does have a very good role to play in femtech diagnostic applications. I mean, it's the same thing here, that one of the sensors that we've had for a very long time on the Sensi All platform is actually ammonium sensing. I should say ammonium at this point because I am talking about NH4+, is in many applications, both water, soil, environmental. It can appear in food and beverage. We've had this sensor a long time, and it does fit quite nicely with our Sensi All platform. So we've just been sort of tying that together. And again, if people are interested in understanding the commercialization of electrochemical biosensors, then I would say come to that webinar on this week, I should say. I think the webinar is actually on Wednesday. Something that I've been doing a few webinars about recently, just because I'm following a kind of a conversation that I'm having online, is really about the integration of electrochemical sensors with lateral flow strips. So lateral flow strips or lateral flow assays are a very good technology for doing separation and point of care diagnostics. Everyone's very aware of it from COVID-19 with those sort of strips that came about then. Electrochemistry is a very nice technology because actually it can have a sort of lower limit of detection, and it can also be very digital. So there is a sort of, you know, you can integrate these two technologies and come up with essentially a new technology that probably benefits from some of the better features of both technologies. Electrochemistry, for example, doesn't inherently have a separation technique involved with it. Lateral flow strips do a sort of sample prep or sample separation, so that's quite good. Something else that we did cover this week in the webinar is we did get asked the question, how do we functionalize the screen printed electrode, which is really quite straightforward. You can just kind of pipette onto the electrode, especially if you're using ZP's 501 screen printed electrodes. But what was interesting is we got an image of the screen printed electrode they were referring to, and the quality was so, let's say, unusually not of the quality that we would otherwise expect. I mean, it even looked like the reference and working electrode were actually shorted together. So I said I actually had to sort of really flag up to these people that it could end up damaging their machine. So we did cover the question, but we also sort of gave them a strong warning about be careful, because the quality was so unexpected on their screen printed electrode that the reference and working electrode, yeah, were touching, and that could end up damaging potential stats that they were otherwise going to use. We did do a special webinar yesterday for a particular inquiries that were coming in from Australia. I mean, at ZP, we ship these FoodSense units, you know, globally. The interest, the testing, the production of chilies and chili products is a global phenomenon. So we were quite happy to get some inquiries from Australia. So we covered that. We also covered some testing of some mild sources that came about as well. It's kind of interesting that a lot of what we've been doing of recent is things like Carolina Reaper, which is quite hot. And we've also been doing some sources from the US, which would be very hot because they've been made with Pepper X. And we haven't done of recent so much Tabasco source testing, which is quite a mild source. But the sources that we did get in were quite mild as well. And so we did cover that in a webinar. And it's probably worth saying that there is a FoodSense webinar on the 25th of March. And we will be doing live demos on that as well. One in the morning, one in the afternoon. We do the morning because it covers one part of the globe apart from Western Australia, which and then we do another webinar in the afternoon because that covers Europe and it covers the kind of Americas as well. So if you've got any questions of ZP, you know that we did two webinars this week on general biosensor technologies, and we did do two webinars on FoodSense, which is more specific to our ingredients testing platform, which is FoodSense. So as I say, if you've got any questions, don't hesitate to reach out to us. Otherwise, have a good week, And hope to speak and see some of you during the week as well. Okay, thank you very much.